out of the timeout. Centennial Chargers with the ball. And here's Corvon Butler taking the drive baseline and laying it in with authority. 18-9 now. The Chargers lead it here in the second quarter. Urbana with the ball now. Here's Brandon Glass with a three attempt. That's off the mark. And Josh Piper will come away with it for the Chargers.
Urbana, not a very strong three-point shooting team, settling for that shot way too much early on. They got to find another route to score.
Piper with an 18-footer from the top, and he nails it. 20-9, the Chargers in command here in the second quarter in the regional title game.
Centennial getting the ball inside a lot more with Butler and Piper catching fire here in the second quarter.
Here's a three attempt from Franklin. That's no good. Second chance will not go the way the Tigers either, as Piper, what do you know, comes away with that rebound again.
Piper,
outlet pass.
Double machine on pace for that again tonight.
They get it down low now to Corvon Butler, spinning, misses the turnaround, and away with it come the Tigers. Pushing it ahead is McMillian. McMillian in the lane, pull-up floater, and he drains it.
Lawrence McMillian, nice job getting that ball. Averaging only 1.3 points a game, so he's got his average already.
Brings the lead to single digits now for Centennial. Here's Kinney pulling it up, dishing it back out to Piper. Looks at a three and travels. At the top, a little stutter step. Josh Piper, as you mentioned, can drain the three. He's going to advance in the three-point competition.
Yeah, Josh Piper along with Deontay Jones, Alexander Rue of Central, and Garrett Risley of Muhammad Seymour. The four of them moving on to a sectional three-point shootout.
Nine-point lead for Champaign. With Urbana in the ball. Brandon Glass dribbling slowly, setting up the offense. Right side now, Larry Green will take a dribble with the left hand. Goes back to the left wing for Glass, and he hits the three.
Brandon Glass does have the ability to make that three-point shot when wide open. That was an example of a good look by Urbana.
Urbana making a little run, a little answer here against the Chargers. Now down only by six. Here is Alexander, and loses the ball on a steal to the Tigers.
This is what Urbana does. Great defense. They force a lot of turnovers. The question is, how many will they have?
Here's Glass with another three attempt, and that goes 20-17. A timeout called by the Chargers. Urbana has pulled this within one possession with 4:07 to go here in the second quarter. Low 4:07 on the clock. Chargers will have the ball, and they're facing a press from the Tigers. Josh Piper working the ball ahead. He's into a triple team. Gets it ahead to Kinney. Kinney will stop near the bench. Now in trouble. Trying to bring it around near the midcourt line. And it's stolen away by Jamerson. Ahead with a three on one. Taking it to the hoop. A foul and one for Percival Blissett, who's having himself a night. His eighth point and a free throw attempt coming up. Urbana has pulled within one. And Blissett could tie it for the Tigers with the free throw.
Foul on Lawrence Kinney, his first. Good job by Blissett taking that pass from Jamerson. Eric Jamerson wasting no time making a contribution off the bench. Finds Blissett on the fast break. Chance to tie the game here right now. A 10-0 run by Urbana.
Blissett bends, shoots, and it's in. 20-20 with 3:50 to go for the half.
The last time these two teams played, Urbana used a 19-0 run between the second and third quarters to secure the victory. Right now they got a 10-0 run going.
Playing for the regional title, here's Lawrence Kinney on the right side. Bounce over to Butler in the corner, tries to cross-court it, and it gets taken away by the Tigers. Moving ahead, Larry Green to the right side. He'll hold up, set up his offense. Now Glass for three from the top, bounces off the rim left side. The ball rattling around like a ping pong ball, and Corvon Butler comes away with it.
Another good look by Brandon Glass, just did not get that one to go in.
Here's Alexander for the Chargers into the lane, over a Tiger player, two fall to the floor, and we'll get this sorted out. It is a foul on the Tigers, Eric Jamerson.
Eric Jamerson getting the foul there. The referees getting together, deciding whether it was a block or a charge, decided to call it a block, and it's going to send Taylen Alexander to the free throw line on the season, a 73.8% free throw shooter.
20-20, Urbana has fought back from an 11-point deficit here in the first half. Alexander's first free throw is good. Alexander now with seven for the night.
So far, not a lot of free throws in this game, but both teams making them. Urbana just one of one. Centennial now 3 of 3.
Javonte LeShore will check back in for the Chargers. Their starters are on the floor. Alexander with another free throw coming. Pauses to tell something to LeShore, and here's the shot. Back iron no good. Bounces around and goes back to Alexander. The Chargers will keep it. Now a steal from the Tigers. Ball out of bounds near the scorer's table. And it'll belong to Urbana.